flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Keith, you ready for this coaching staff? Yeah, I think I am.
No choice.
No, there's no choice.
We're going to have to be ready.
It's also not surprising at all. We've been kind of preparing ourselves for this coaching staff since the second we knew Gerard Mayo was gone.
Yeah, we've been bracing.
It wasn't our call. It wasn't our favorite, but I think, you know, just kind of connecting the dots, like, all right, who's it going to be? And, yeah. Now, defensive coordinator, I certainly didn't know it was going to be him, but as soon as you look into Vrabel a little bit, obvious connection there to him.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, the third time around for Josh McDaniels. And here we go.
So the coaching staff is in place. I think the question is, who's in charge of the Patriots and how much do you trust them? I think that's what this all comes back to. We've talked about how many wins can they get and how easy the schedule is and what's right for Drake May and who should they add in free agency and what are they doing in the draft, which we'll get to. Some interesting comments yesterday from the personnel chief in Tennessee. Titans have the number one pick. Adam Schefter had a good answer yesterday to WEEI Afternoon. So maybe the draft is more complicated than we even gave it credit for. But I think the real question with this team is who's in charge and how much do you trust them? And the McDaniels hire shakes a lot of my confidence in that. It just does. Elliott Wolf was the same way when he survived this offseason, which he shouldn't have. Even if he has a reduced role and no power whatsoever, and he's just showing up, collecting a check, eating lunch, leaving the building, he shouldn't still be here. He should have gotten the same treatment as Gerard Mayo.
Right.
And the fact he's here shakes my confidence a little bit. I'd say the same thing about Josh McDaniels. The fact that he's back shakes my confidence a little bit that it's going to be a change. It's going to be different. Even Vrabel. And Vrabel's the one I like the most out of all these things we're talking about. I wasn't in love with it, but I'm okay with it. Even Vrabel, it's still a throwback to what they did in the past. There was no real search. It was a bag job. It was a sham process. It's somebody the Crafts knew, somebody who's at least been successful that they knew, but somebody they knew. The whole thing does make me question how different this is all going to be, how much success they're going to have right away. And I really don't fully trust the whole operation down there starting at the top. And I am wondering who's in charge. It still feels like ownership has too much, I don't want to say influence, it's their team, but their fingerprints are all over a lot of these moves, which means I still don't trust it's going to be a lot different.
Yeah, it's tough with Elliott Wolf still being there, but I am going to take what a lot of people are saying at face value that Mike Vrabel is going to have final say when it comes to all that stuff. So whether it's the fourth pick, whether it's a big splash in free agency, whatever else it might be, that'll be Mike Vrabel. You're right. It does throw a little curveball when you say, all right, was McDaniels his first choice? Might not have been his first choice, but I don't even know if he had an obvious first choice. You know, he was in Tennessee for 6 years, and he had four different offensive coordinators. And did you want any one of those guys coming back? I mean, maybe Matt LaFleur, he's the head coach of the Packers. You weren't getting him, but like, did he really want Arthur Smith? And if he got Arthur Smith, well, we've been thrilled about that. Did you really want Tim Kelly? Did you really want Todd Downing? Like, or I don't know, probably not. Tommy Reese was a name that he spent time with in Cleveland this year. I didn't really want him either. So I don't know if Kraft overruled and said we're taking McDaniels, or if Vrabel came around and was like, you know what? This guy is a pretty good offensive coordinator. He's got a ton of experience. I think we can make it work, because I don't know if there was a slam dunk offensive coordinator. Certainly not of the guys they interviewed. You know, the young kid from Minnesota.
No, not out of the ones they interviewed. They didn't interview anybody. Yeah.
But like, who are some of the other names that are going around? Like, look at the names last year. Of all the guys they interviewed last year, I don't know. I think I would have taken Zach Robinson, but he was obviously locked in with Raheem Morris. Three of the guys that they interviewed got jobs around the league and got fired in season. Lasted less time than Alex Van Pelt did. So it doesn't seem like there's a million great candidates there. It was sort of a somewhat weak head coaching candidate crop this year, and the offensive coordinator's one seems maybe a little bit worse. So then they ended up on McDaniels, and maybe Vrabel does like him. Maybe he does. Yesterday Schefter said that's his choice. Now,
yeah.
Who's to say whether or not that's just something that he is told to say or whatever. But we'll see as it goes with free agency, with trades, and obviously the draft coming up. I think we'll have a little bit more of an idea what's going on.
So, you know, who's in charge of the Patriots? Who's running things? Is it Mike Vrabel? Is it ownership? Is there, to use a Gerard Mayo buzzword, collaboration going on there? And do you trust them to make the right decisions? Because, again, Elliott Wolf surviving, even Vrabel getting hired in the first place, and now Josh McDaniels here. That still feels like ownership is doing a lot of the same things, still looking at the Patriots past, as Scheim calls them, the member berries, still reliving all their greatest hits. And I don't know that it's really all that different than a year ago. Mayo and McDaniels are far more competent than, I'm sorry, Vrabel and McDaniels more competent than Mayo.
Right.
But is it enough of a difference, enough of a change where you look at it and go, the Patriots are back? And they're back to being on the right track.
Is too extreme.
Not to winning six Super Bowls, but back on the right track. I'm skeptical of that. So you guys can jump in, 617-779-7937. Full coaching staff effectively assembled, the important ones anyway. Mm-hmm. Coordinators, offense, defense, special teams. Your personnel is sorted out to a degree. Some of the names anyway, Elliott Wolf, Ryan Cowden. Vrabel's going to be central to that along with ownership. So you can jump in on whether or not you trust them. How do you feel about the current coaching staff and how different it'll be? You can also interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You can also chat there. Always a healthy conversation going on Twitch and on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. We're already getting texts enough with the Patriots coaching search, blah, blah, blah. Well, we will get to the Bruins. Nice effort out of them last night.
What happened to the bees? The heck?
Marchand called them out before the game, and it looked like it responded well.
They did.
Is how it looks to me.
They listened to their captain.
Hey, so what happened?
We will get to what happened.
They got pantsed.
With the Bruins. We'll also get to the Celtics needed overtime to beat a shorthanded Clippers team last night if you stayed up late for it on the West Coast.
If you're running into Derek Jones Jr. and Kevin Porter Jr., you got to tip your cap.
Amir Coffee?
And Amir Coffee.
Yeah. Look out for that team.
You like that with or without milk?
So we'll get to them coming up.
Yeah.
But we are going to start with the Patriots. We'll get back to the draft as well coming up because I think the Titans may not be locked in at a quarterback at number one, which is a bad sign potentially for the Patriots, or at least some of the plans that we had for the Patriots come draft time. So again, that's at 617-779-7937. Who do you think is actually in charge, Keith?
Vrabel. I'm going with Vrabel. You know, if you look at the main hires right now, you could make the case that it's kind of up in the air, because I still connect Kraft to McDaniels. I connect Vrabel, certainly, to Terrell Williams. Jeremy Springer stays on staff, and that was an Elliott Wolf guy from a year ago. But Vrabel also could have looked at it and said, they were pretty good last year. I don't need to blow up the entire thing. Guy seems like a good dude. Let's have some kind of consistency. That was the one area, really, that I don't think needs a complete overhaul. So keep him on staff. You know, you're already paying him, so you might as well keep him in there. But no, I'm going to go with Vrabel only because what happened to him in Tennessee, I don't think he takes this job if he's going to get overruled at every turn. He can't let an A.J. Brown scenario happen to him again where he's like, this guy's great. I'm even going to tell him he's not going to get traded. And then the next thing I know, John Robinson trades him. And boom, he's gone. Then they try to replace him with a first-round pick, and they swing and miss on that. And then he just left scrambling, being like, what are we doing? You know, it's one thing if Elliott Wolf and Mack Rowe and whoever want to tinker with players 49 through 53 on the roster and like, oh, this guy's on the practice, whatever, fine. The top 10, 20 guys Mike Vrabel should have say on that, and that includes the number four pick. I'm sure there'll be plenty of input from plenty of different people on that one, but if Mike Vrabel feels really strongly about a player at four, I hope to God he's able to take him.
So I'm with you on that. If you're talking about the big decisions, big free agents, big trades, the number four pick, Vrabel should have a lot of influence in that. I'm skeptical he's actually the guy making calls, and it'll be up to him, and it won't be some sort of collaborative approach where ownership and Wolf have say and Vrabel and Cowden have say. I'm not totally sold that'll be the case. I don't really know how we're going to square that away. I don't know how we're going to know the answer definitively, but I've been skeptical all along, ever since Wolf survived, to the Vrabel hire, now with the McDaniels hire. Do you think Vrabel's the right guy to do it? Like, do you think Vrabel, based on his track record, is the right guy to turn the organization over to?
I think that's an unknown, right? I think Mike Vrabel, the best thing you could say about him is he seems like he's going to be in command as a head coach. But there's also probably a good reason why not a lot of head coaches have full roster say. Belichick was like the only one doing it. Like, there wasn't many guys. I'm sure some, if you look around the league, have a little bit more input than others. Like, some would look at San Francisco and say Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch work really closely together. Although it's John Lynch's job. He's the one calling all the GMs and doing all that other stuff. It's pretty rare to have the coach GM as the same guy. So that's why I think Elliott Wolf is still here, is because he's not going to take on the entire job. Like, he needs those guys. Even Bill had those guys. Bill had Dimitroff and Pioli and Casario. Bill had those guys.
You got to delegate to a degree.
You have to, because you can't do everything and be the head coach of the team. So I think Vrabel, like, I have a lot of confidence in him just turning it around and being a professional head coach. The roster say thing, I don't know. There's not a ton of examples. I mean, the one that I keep bringing up is pretty
in favor
of him.
It's a good one.
The A.J. Brown one is a slam dunk in favor of Vrabel. I don't know what else he advocated.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For in Tennessee, like, were there ones that he got overruled on that you're like, oof, good thing you did get overruled? I don't know. Maybe there are certain draft picks that he liked and didn't like or whatever. I'll give it a shot. If you're like, hey, it's Vrabel or Elliott Wolf, or it's Vrabel or Matt Groh, like, yeah, obviously.
The one thing I'll give a lot of people out there, it's the Bill crowd. But the one thing I'll give the Bill crowd out there is, a year ago, they're like, can't do it like this. Can't have one person running the organization. You need to be collaborative. You need to break down
Robert
silos.
Robert Kraft even said that.
Right.
Robert Kraft was like, I gave him too much power.
And now, if you are, and I think it would be the right approach based on what they've done. It wouldn't have been how I'd do it, but now that you're doing it that way, yeah, I think you do need to turn it over to Vrabel. It is just such a sharp U-turn from a year ago to go 1 year away from Bill and then go right back to the Bill model where Vrabel's running everything. It's probably the right move based on the options that are at your disposal, but that is a real, real sharp U-turn. So who's running the Patriots? How much do you trust them? And if you do think it's Vrabel, and it is different than last year where the Crafts tried to quote-unquote get their football team back. If you do think it's Vrabel, is he the right guy to turn it over to? Again, 617-779-7937. Now, Keith, on Thursdays, what we've been doing for the past, I don't know, 2-3 weeks, month, whatever it's been, maybe even going back to late 2024.
Mm-hmm. Years.
On Thursdays.
We've been doing it for years.
Literal years we've been doing this now on Jones and Keith.
Uh-huh.
We've been putting ourselves on the clock. Answering questions in 60 seconds, fixing problems for the local sports teams.
Yep. You can get a lot done in a minute.
Hiring coaches, hiring GMs,
that's right,
going through the free agent process, finishing the Red Sox offseason, all these things. So on Thursday, we've been putting ourselves on the clock, and we're even allowing you to go on the clock.
Oh.
With some of your own thoughts out there.
30 seconds.
You're not going to get 60 seconds.
No,
it's our show.
We only have 4 hours.
We get the full minute.
Yep.
You guys get some time, maybe the full 30, maybe not, depending on how it's going. But if you have pros and cons to the current coaching staff, the offseason to this point with personnel, the coaching staff. You can weigh in with all your pros and cons of what the Patriots have done to this point. We'll put you on the clock. We'll put ourselves on the clock. I believe you went first last time, Keith.
I think I did.
So you want me to give you my pros and cons here in 60 seconds?
Nick, do you have the clock ready to go? Do you have the counter? All right, we're going to need this.
Nick, you're ready?
Let's go.
All right, cue me up. All right, pros. Vrabel, McDaniels, they're professionals. They've both done it before. Basically, they're not Gerard Mayo. They're not going to be surprised by anything. I do like the member berries, Super Bowls, Tom Brady. I remember. Quarterback success. Vrabel went to an AFC title game with Ryan Tannehill. McDaniels has developed a lot of young quarterbacks. I do like the facial hair. Vrabel's got a good beard. Jeremy Springer, very well-groomed. I think that's a plus. They should be media savvy. I'm looking forward to Vrabel with Greg. No walk-back Mondays. And I like that Terrell Williams, the defensive coordinator, loves violence, which I approve of as long as it's not towards me. Cons, they're not on trend. It's a defensive head coach, nobody from the McVay tree. Both Vrabel and McDaniels out of coaching last year. I think that's a problem. McDaniels wears a visor, like Andy Hart, like LPGA golfers. I don't think that's good. Drake May has to start over with the lingo for Josh McDaniels' offense. I don't like that. Elliot Wolf's still here. I'm told he won't do anything, but I'm dubious. And maybe the worst thing, Bill Belichick gonna find a way to take credit because these are all his guys. Any success, he'll take it. He will take that credit. And that I don't like. Those are the pros and
Bill
cons.
Victory lap incoming.
He will be taking a victory lap every week on McAfee. Right. Well, when me and Josh worked together, when I had Mike Vrabel, these are going to be all his players. That I don't like. So those are some pros and cons for the Patriots. Nick, you want to put Rich Keefe on the clock? We'll hear his pros and cons in 60 seconds.
All right, here you go. Patriots coaching staff pros. You have real coaches. You have real professional coaches. Not like last year. So Mike Vrabel comes in as a legitimate boss. Everybody is going to respect Mike Vrabel on the team and around the league. He's going to be able to command a room, command a sideline. Nothing is going to surprise him on game day. Nothing is going to surprise him in the week leading up to game day. Josh McDaniels has called plays in the NFL almost as many years as Drake May has been alive. This guy has a ton of experience doing that. Terrell Williams, our Hoss of the Week. This big fellow coached the D-line for the Lions. The Lions did a great job defensively up front, especially when they were healthy, and did a good job against the run. And he has a great working relationship with Mike Vrabel. The cons? It does seem like another sham interview process for all of these guys. Like, they had their mind made up before. They didn't do any real interviews, and they just landed on two throwbacks, former player, former coach, for the third time. Josh McDaniels has also, in 8 years without Tom Brady, only had two good offenses.
No!
That was a minute?
That's not very good. Yeah, it seemed like you, I don't know why you're questioning Nick about...
Nick, that feels like a quick clock.
Quick hook?
Real quick
hook. The file is exactly 1 minute and 1 second, and that's with the buzzer.
Oh, so you gave him an extra second. So I actually
With the buzzer.
I actually have a problem.
Sometimes a minute flies by, other times a minute takes forever.
So some overlap, but you make a good point there. I don't like the sham process either. That's one that I left out.
And maybe you still land on these guys, but maybe you're surprised. Maybe you get blown away by somebody else and you open up to some new line of thinking. The other thing, so I like the Terrell Williams hire. I think the defense could be good.
By the way, you broke news there. He's our Hoss of the Week.
He is our Hoss of the Week.
I was unaware.
He deserves
it. I thought we were going with Ted for Hoss of the Week.
I thought it was
last week. Ted was last week.
We have three different Hosses. I thought it was CeCe Sabathia.
No. Nick's right. We were talking about CeCe Sabathia if he got in for Hoss of the Week. Very controversial Hoss of the Week. Yeah.
No, that's true.
Well, I don't want co-Hosses.
No, but this is one thing, just to be consistent. If we're going to be excited about Mike Vrabel not being a first-year head coach, that's good in a lot of minds. And Josh McDaniels not being a first-year OC, that's good. Well, Terrell Williams is a first-year DC. So how do you pick and choose which is good
true.
Or which is
if
bad?
If you like experience.
He doesn't have that.
And people who have called plays before, if that's what you like, that is inconsistent. So I think that's a fair point.
But overall, I do think I'm talking myself into the pros outweighing the cons because I like the Vrabel hire enough, and that's the most important piece. You know, I think how Drake May and Josh McDaniels work together, that's also going to just tell the whole story. Like, if that works, great. It's the greatest hire ever. And if it doesn't, and you're like, I don't think you're getting the most out of Drake May, then you're in trouble.
You're a glass half pro guy. I'm a glass half con guy, I think.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
When you line it all up, I think that checks out. Yeah. So, you guys want to get on the clock? We'll give you 30 seconds. Not your show. It's me and Rich's show. We'll give you 30 seconds out there for all your pros and cons for what the Patriots have done with their coaching staff in this offseason. To this point, I guess more hires still to come, certainly more moves in terms of personnel still to come. So you can jump in, 617-779-7937. We'll get to all your thoughts there.